You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Local, state, national, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, we had another, and I won't say who, because we had a great prior to the show meeting. This person will be on the air with us sometime soon, but this particular statewide candidate was in the Right Side studio today. The second time we've heard somebody say, who's been in a bunch of radio studios, this is like one of the nicest studios I've ever seen.
Yes. I mean, sorry, I just chimed in, but absolutely they said that because it is.
Yeah. Yes, it just is.
It just is.
Enough said. All right. Hey, listen, I got a caller on line one. Is that Brian? Yeah, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, sir. And I appreciated that last segment immensely. I gave the other guys the jokes in the back, and so I won't go on here with those.
Okay.
But Mitch McConnell is saying the quality of the candidates, shouldn't he be referring to the quality of the candidates on the other side?
Because you would think.
I would remember, if I remember Raphael Warnock, he pulled some hocus pocus, or they did, because he got in the runoff, he was behind in the points, and then it came back, and he's in there. And if he was not in there, all this other jazz going down in the background now, the alleged de-inflation act, would not have happened.
Yeah,
because that would have been one seat one way, one the other, and the vice president would not have mattered.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, Raphael Warnock, if you look at him too, he also had that domestic violence situation. And there was pretty much video of it with him arguing with the man's like a cartoon character, but yet here we go.
And if you've ever heard him preach, I can only stand so much and everything. I do not consider, well, myself personally, I do not consider himself a Christian.
Well, so I think we might be losing your signal there, Brian. But the reality is, what are your thoughts? Just as an outsider looking in, you're in Alabama. Obviously, it's a red state. Katie Britt's going to win the U.S. Senate race. That's pretty much a given and to be expected. But what do you think is going to happen overall?
I should be, and like anybody else, paying attention to it. I should be sending some money over to Louisiana.
Yeah, you make a great point. There is no reason why we can't get out there and support candidates in other states. In fact, the Alabama Republican Party does that quite often. They call it the Mighty Task Force, and they go and they campaign in other states.
Well, I'm going to give a Herschel Walker a few dollars and hopefully dispel away from them from my Rocky Hill.
All right, man. Hey, listen, appreciate you as always. Great day, bye. All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, you want to call in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's our phone number right here. We got plenty to talk about. You're welcome to call in about the U.S. Senate races. You're welcome to call in about the Boomer and the Birdman segment we just did. You're welcome to call in about what I'm about to go down to next, which is number two on the Triple Dipper. I made it to number two so far. Yeah. Who is that calls in and says, why does he even have a triple dipper if he doesn't even get to the triples? I don't know, because I got to prepare. But sometimes a show is just so good, we don't even make it all the way to it. But I'm in number two of the triple dipper. Education is a choice. Listen, here's the thing. If they can get to our kids, they know they've got the next generation. And at the same time, even those who aren't trying to just, you know, become culture warriors with our kids, we still have an issue with the fact that the teachers union and bureaucrats have literally watered down the quality of education in the United States such that it is no longer a leader in the world at all. In fact, I'm going from memory here, but I seem to recall that we rank like 23rd in the world. 23rd. We're the leader of the free world, and yet, you looking at that, Boomer? Yeah, look it up for me. Tell me what you see. I thought I heard 23 most recently. But then here's the thing. Of all the states in the nation ranking last, that's where Alabama is. And folks, we can't continue down that trend. That is absolutely not acceptable. And to just say it's not acceptable but not do something about it is a dangerous place to be. We have a Republican supermajority. The Republican caucus in both the House and the Senate with a Republican governor who can pass anything they want to if they get their minds to it. Anything. But right now what we're facing is the fact that we have an education system in Alabama that is not doing a good service to its citizens who pay lots of tax dollars in. And when I say lots, I mean lots. We just passed the largest ever budget in the history of Alabama for education. And then on top of that, we had so much extra cash that we had over $1 billion in excess funds because of all the federal dollars flowing in. What do we do with it? We spend it on mostly government, but nonetheless, you have to look at it and go, okay, when I was in the Senate, a lot of times liberals would go to the microphone and their argument was, we don't fund education enough. Why? Because they were toting the teachers union water. We don't fund education enough. But if you asked them what enough was, they could never tell you. So, you know, okay, what does that mean? Well, we're last in the nation, but there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 states that spend less per child on education than we do, and they rank higher than us. What does that tell you? Well, it tells me that literally it's not how much we spend, it's what we spend it on. It's how we spend those dollars. If our education system is going to remain in the tank like this, my gosh, we've got to pull it up, and there's got to be something different done. One of the main sources conservatives believe for improving the education system is to allow choice to take place. Got an article here from the Daily Wire dated yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, you may recall her. She's the Republican Lieutenant Governor now of Virginia. And she's the one who, by the way, she broke all the stereotypes. You know, she's a strong black woman, former Marine, and she's also either a first-generation American or she's a naturalized citizen herself. I can't recall which. I believe her family immigrated from Jamaica, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, she's just breaking all the Democrat molds. And, of course, they don't want to lift her up as a strong, you know, black leader because she's also a Republican. Anyway, she appeared on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. And the story written on Daily Wire says that in the discussion about declining education standards and critical race theory being involved in our education system, that it's caused the U.S. to lag behind all of our global adversaries. In her words, she says, public education in America has now risen to the level of a national security crisis. She said, we're losing to the Chinas of the world, to the Russias. Even Estonia is beating us in math, she said. In science and technology, we're losing. We need to have education up here now. And I agree. We cannot continue to say, well, if we spend more money, I'm pretty sure if we buy new facilities, I think if we go ahead and give teachers raises, and I'm for teachers having raises, but you know what? Own this. Take some responsibility. If we're 50th in the nation, somewhere in the classroom there's a problem. And don't say, well, we didn't have good curriculum. Well, we don't have the right benefits. We can't hire the best teachers. Shut up. We're paying more than a multiple other states who rank higher than us because apparently they do something different with their money. Well, some of them have school choice, and that's where we're headed. I got a caller on the line real quick. I'll grab that. Line one, Robert from Athens. Hey, Robert, how you doing, man?
I'm okay. I'm glad to hear you today. It's a good Monday.
Thank you, sir.
I'll tell you a story, and you tell me what it means for education. About 20 years ago, Athens High School was having trouble in math and science. Went to a PTA meeting, principal of the school stood up, asked for volunteers in math and science, specifically said, We got so much talent in math and engineering here in the Huntsville, Athens, Decatur area. We want volunteers. Asking for volunteers, right? So I go up and I volunteer. He turns me down and says, no, you have to go back to school for at least 2 years and get your teaching certificate before we can accept you as a volunteer.
What's the point of asking for volunteers if he's not going to take them?
I'm just, you tell me what it means, because I was flabbergasted. When you ask for volunteers, and particularly if you're not going to pay them anything or you're not going to pay them much, you work with what you got, you know, and I'm not going to go back to school for 2 years. I'm not going to miss out of work for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. The people who administer our school system are so intent on protecting the teachers' union that they really don't give a damn.
Well, I would tend to agree the teachers' union has all the influence, but yet they're not there for the education system. They're there for their rank and file members. Period. That's all they're there for. And so they're gonna, everything you look at is gonna be opposing things that rock their status quo, trying to get more money, trying to get, you know, higher pay. And I get some of that, but most of that is wind up being a hindrance to the idea of bettering education. Robert, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you as always. All right, listen, folks, you want to call in, you're welcome to it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We're going to a break right now. When we get back from that, I'll take calls and I'll keep moving. We're in number two of the Triple Dipper. Education is a choice. That's where we are right now. We've got to make some choices, and I would say that choice in education is one of the things we need to choose. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got a caller online, too. Let me grab that real quick. Aaron from Florence. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about Alabama ranking dead last in the nation.
Yeah.
But I don't really agree with that, because I'm a public school educator. I told your call screener. And I don't see how we can rank 50th with what we spend on education. But when you compare us to other countries, most of those other countries, such as Estonia you listed, that's a single culture country with very few millions. We have 330 million plus people in this country. Multiple cultures. Now, where I'm at in a classroom, and I have three kids in public school, I love public school system, but I also believe in the freedom of choice. If you want to send your kid to private school, you should have a choice of vouchers to do so. We should be able to afford that in Alabama. But
yeah. The
thing about it is, the point I'm trying to make with this is that if you have multiple culture systems, and like I have several students who are not really good at understanding English or expressing themselves in English, that's going to affect test scores all the way around. And Alabama, if we've got this excess money, I would love to see a statewide program being introduced for teachers to have the opportunity to learn a second language to help these other cultures, these students that come in here. And we don't have that. We have English English as second language teachers that can come in and work in the school system, but there are usually too many students and too few teachers that are doing that. But if you would let these teachers or pay for their schooling to learn that second language, we could also use that in a classroom, because we can't communicate not only with them really well, but also their parents who are, you know, immigrants coming into this country would have just a very base language of English that they can understand.
All right.
Let's use some of that excess money for that.
So, Aaron, let me jump in here real quick, Aaron. First of all, thanks for what you do. And by the way, I'm a product of the public school system. And so is my wife. But that being said, and I appreciate the fact, by the way, I really appreciate the fact that here you are a rank and file member of the education community, but you said you don't mind the idea of choice. Cause I really believe that if we throw that free market principle in there of like competitiveness, that it just makes the public school system have to up their game. And I think that'll happen.
Agreed.
And I appreciate that. Let me ask you this though, and you make a great point with the multiculturalism, and I would say multiculturalism can even be state to state. There's a different culture in California than there is in Alabama versus New York versus, you know, Minnesota, but there are also standards, and we're really not meeting the standards right now. There are states that spend less than us per child that rank higher than us in their ability to manage the standards.
But who?
What are your thoughts on that?
That's the question. Who are doing these studies? Where are they coming out of? What feds are they coming out of? Well, because you know California, you hear nightmares. Now, I have teachers that I go to conferences with. They'll talk about the nightmares they're going through in California. And that these kids, there's no way they could be ranked as high as they are nationwide because they really don't reach their students. They have violence in the classroom. They have kids that will get up and just walk out. Or, you know, the thing about it is, these studies are conducted, who knows where, and where are the states that are the conservative states? I'm neither a conservative Republican or a liberal Democrat. I consider myself a constitutionalist. So I'm right down the middle. Whatever is good for America and our citizens, education-wise, because as a nation, we got to have a well-informed citizenry. Leave the politics out of the classroom.
I'm good with that. And by the way, where the standards come from, where the rankings come from, it's the NAEP, which is the National Assessment of Education Progress. That's the industry standard, if you will, for education across the nation to provide a survey and results, if you of how the surveys come out. So it's the same across the board. They do a broad brush look at education in every state to the same standard. And they measure them that way. Hey, Aaron, I got somebody else holding on another line, but great call, man. Call in more often. I appreciate it. Line three, Dwight from Russellville. Hey, Dwight, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm listening.
Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to maybe tell the listeners of the Right Side Ruffians, first of all, Colonel, thank you for your service. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'll repeat a lesson that we were taught at the John F. Kennedy School for Wayward Boys back in the late 60s. Never give up, never give in, never surrender. When the odds are against you, use what force multipliers you have and go on the offensive.
I like it.
I think that would work well for us. I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts.
I appreciate it, Dwight. And by the way, from what I just gathered from you, thank you for your service, too.
Thank you, man.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah, the John F. Kennedy School for Wayward Boys, that's got to be what it's referring to, is the JFK Special Warfare Center, where they train Green Berets at Fort Bragg. So, it's Special Forces, Psychological Operations, Civil Affairs. Because I did some of my training there at the JFK, they call it the SWIC, Special Warfare Center. I do like that. By the way, force multipliers, what a great word. I love it when people call in and they speak my language. So Dwight just used the term force multipliers. What that basically means is, like, for instance, Green Berets, one 12-man team can train is designed to train up a battalion plus. And so they become a force multiplier. You wind up taking the enablers, the things that are on your list of things you can use in combat, and they become your force multiplier. They make you as if you're bigger than what you are. Dwight, great call. Thanks for your service. I could talk about that all day long. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You want to call in? I love calls, 833-68-RIGHT. The topic right now is education is a choice. Let's talk about it. That and anything else you want to. 833-68-RIGHT. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Sweet home Alabama. Man, I tell you what. I got to say, I do not mind And I was telling somebody this morning, we were having a lunch meeting, and I told him, I said, with this show, every single, I mean, I hope the message every single day is folks can hear it in this show that we're willing to say that Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and oh, by the way, life is worth living. So there you have it, sweet home Alabama. I lived overseas for a period of time, and that was like my theme song. That's back when the song was fairly new, too, by the way. it weren't but a few years old during that time. All right, listen, you want to call in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. I got to tell you, too, first of all, before we go any further, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Listen, they've been with us for, I mean, the majority of the time this show has been broadcasting. And they are so good at what they do. And I love it when they tell me, man, we had another one from Right Side come in. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're thinking, you know, hey, you know what? I need a break. I need to get out of the house or out of the office for a little while. Or for that matter, you want a different breakfast on the way in the morning, or you want something to take a bite to eat tonight, or on a Saturday morning, you and some friends or family gather up and you just want to be able to use the Wi-Fi, read a book, and enjoy a lingering cappuccino or something like that. Listen, they've got all the best coffees and a great menu to go with it. I mean, they got what Charlene calls the treat coffees. They got the espressos, the cappuccinos, the lattes, all of it. And then they've got this amazing award-winning different flavors or blends of dry roast. They can grind the beans for you fresh, make a steaming cup of hot black coffee. Man, this is epic good. So, yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out toward City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Check it out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I am in number two of the Triple Dipper. Apparently, what is that right there? What's that banner? We got a banner up. Oh, Boomer, go ahead.
Yeah, just on Fox News, it's just talking about how Biden in the White House is clueless on how to fix teacher shortages.
Here's an idea. It's just like the military. You're wondering how to deal. Hello, Mr. Biden. If you're really worried about it, number one, get rid of the Department of Education, which does nothing for teachers. Restrict the ability of teachers' unions to have influence. And then, oh, by the way, let teachers teach. You know, stop forcing things down where, you know, culture becomes the classroom. Just how about you go ahead and have some effort there on the part of the national government to get out of the way? How about you do this, Mr. President? How about y'all promote school choice? And then here's the other idea. What about things like we did when I was in the state Senate, where the National Board Certification for teachers is something that they often aspire to. It gives them a leg up. It takes a great deal of work and effort to become an NBCT certified teacher. But so what we did, we plussed up their salary. If you will go and get an NBCT certification, we'll pay you $5,000 more a year in Alabama. And that was something we did to incentivize them to become the best of their particular vocation. Well, there's all kinds of things that the federal government could do, but they spend too much time being the federal government. So there's that. Why are they having trouble recruiting teachers? Well, maybe because you were doing mask mandates in school, shutting schools down, making them have to teach online when the kids, half of them, didn't have internet access, holding them accountable for classrooms where they've got to be, you know, conciliatory towards, you know, here they are teaching the English language, but they've also got to let pronouns be used for whatever they want to use for. Man, Boomer, you just got me off on a whole diatribe, man.
I mean, yep.
That's good, though. Don't throw me in that briar patch.
I mean... Yeah.
All right. Okay, there's that. We are in education. So here's a story that I pulled off of. This one came off Fox, dated July 21st. So we're right at a little over a month ago, a month and a day. FoxNews.com, a piece by Corey DeAngelis, who's been on this show before. Corey's a national spokesperson for the American Federation for Children, school choice advocacy group. Says school choice is winning, but the teachers' union empire striking back. So he just went ahead and went all Star Wars on us.
That's exactly what I heard. Yeah. Star Wars.
Yeah, I know. I know you did. Well, they intended it. In fact, they even say in here they use the phrase, "We have entered the Empire Strikes Back phase of the fight for school choice." So that's where we are. But they say, and I love this, the school choice movement is winning like never before, but government school defenders are doing all they can to protect their monopoly. And it's a monopoly. In the wake of extended school shutdowns, second-rate Zoom school, and politicized classrooms, 19 states last year enacted 32 new or expanded education choice policies, making it the year of education choice. I do believe school choice is one of the hottest topics. I was talking to a statewide candidate for office this morning, and I told that person that I believe that school choice is one of the hottest topics out there on both the state and the federal level. Voters cotton to the idea of getting politics out of the classroom and raising the standards and doing this for the kids and not for the system. All right. Goes on to say, the broadest new school choice policy enacted in 2021 was West Virginia's Hope Scholarship, which is basically an education savings account. It allows nearly all families, regardless of income, to take their children's state education dollars to whatever education providers they choose, be it public, private, charter, homeschool, whatever. All right. Arizona went a step further. Arizona signed in what is considered to be the nation's most expansive education choice policy just in the last couple of weeks, I believe. And now every K-12 student in Arizona will be eligible to receive an education savings account. And this basically means that the defenders of the status quo are on their heels, but now they're mounting a counteroffensive to delay and to block and to undo school choice. You got something you about to say? What do you have?
Yeah, I just have a question for you.
Yeah.
And that is for the state of Alabama. Let's just take the state of Alabama right now. If we wanted school choice, how do we go about it? How does that go about? Obviously, we have to vote for the person that wants it.
Right.
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 I mean, so everybody get out there and vote for that.
Yeah.
But then what's the process of that?
So are you looking at my notes?
No, I am not. Is that something?
Because the next story I have.
Here we go.
Is AL Daily News. Alabama school, this is dated June 28th, so just a little over 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Alabama school choice advocates encouraged by SCOTUS ruling on funding. So here's the deal. So my friend Charlotte Meadows, Representative Charlotte Meadows, who's been on the show multiple times, she is a huge school choice advocate. But Representative Charlotte Meadows says in Alabama, advocates said the decision, I think it shows the right thing to do is to fund children, not school systems. This decision clears the way for us to have a school choice act that doesn't get caught up in a lawsuit. What she's referring to is most recently there was a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that literally said that if you're going to have a program that allows state dollars to be used for private schools, you can't say only some private schools but not Christian schools. All right, so that's what was happening in Maine, and the Supreme Court, you know, just basically spanked them and said, no, you can't do it that way. So it brings up in this article, though, from AL Daily News, that last year we did have, like the one from Arizona and West Virginia, Boomer, before you moved back to Alabama, we did have a bill last year that would have done those things for Alabama. Mm. It was called the Parents' Choice Act. It would have created education savings accounts for parents to keep a certain amount of the money that they would have paid in taxes for the public education to be used wherever they want to include private school. We couldn't get it out of committee.
Got it.
It died in a pile. And what's really galling is it was being carried by State Senator Del Marsh, who for 12 years was the, 12 years, almost 12 years, was the pro tem of the state Senate, and he couldn't get his own bill out of committee. What's really happening right now is the AEA has gained influence among the Republican supermajority. And the teachers union, I want to say 40% of Republicans took money from the teachers union for their campaigns.
Wow.
And that used to be a non-thing. Like, Republicans did not take teachers union money. And apparently now a bunch of them don't see a problem with it. And then at the same time, we can't get diddly squat done on school choice.
Man.
But we've got to move that needle.
Right.
Got to. Hey, real quick, too, referring back to that story I had from Fox a minute ago, the one that Corey DeAngelis, the Empire Strikes Back one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's what they're doing. In West Virginia, here they are with this great school choice bill. 3,000 students have already signed up for these ESAs, these education savings accounts. 3,000 students statewide are prepared to go elsewhere and do a better thing than what they're doing now, or at least what the parents believe would be a better thing. And yet the West Virginia union-funded opponents of school choice immediately sued the state and a local trial court judge who has also been endorsed and funded by the teachers union, sided with the teachers union and declared ESAs unconstitutional and prohibited the state from implementing the policy. So it's enjoined for now. They're going to have to try the whole case, but I mean, they're going to, in my opinion, the plaintiffs, the anti-school choice folks will lose that lawsuit. Because unless it's something in their state constitution, which I assume it's a state case. But then they're fighting it in Arizona, too. Arizona's passed theirs. Arizona's passed theirs, and then an anti-school choice group that calls themselves Save Our Schools has stepped in and declared that they want to refer the ESA expansion to the ballot so they can fight it at the ballot box and not have to fight it in the legislature, because they know they've got a pro-school choice legislature. Here's the bottom line. School choice does not negatively impact schools. Now, the teachers union advocates will tell you, it'll crush our schools. You're taking money away from our schools. If you don't have the students there, why do you have to have the money? Here's the deal. That's the thing. If the money that we spend on education is for the child, then it should go where the child is. If the money that we send to education is strictly for, you know, the system, that's a different story. So your philosophical underpinnings are going to push you in whichever direction. And if you believe for a second that the tax dollars are supposed to be designed solely to support the system, then you are always going to be anti-school choice. But if you believe in the idea that we pay our taxes to educate the child, then you should not care where the child goes as long as it's the best place for them and the parents and legal guardians have had the opportunity to make that decision. Because the money is there for the child. All right, Boomer, great place to take a break, man. Last break of the day. We will take that. We'll come back and wrap her up. I got through two of the triple dipper. I'm double dipping off the triple dipper today, but that's okay. It's a good show. Great show. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll come right back and wrap it up. All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, I got to tell you before I wrap up the day, one of the sponsors who's been with us since the beginning of the show is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions is like major league good at getting jobs and people connected. If you're looking for a job yourself, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted, good jobs, I mean, with big name employers all over North Alabama. ZLAUSA.com. But here's the thing. If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then yeah, ZLAUSA.com, because what they can do is all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They will square you away. They love to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. And that's their goal in life. I'm telling you, that's their goal in life, is to make your business better. These are friends of mine. I know these folks personally. I am very familiar with what they do, and they are good at it. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Please check them out and tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. All right, so moving on here, Boomer and I had a conversation off the air there a minute ago, and it reminded me of a couple things. So the free market aspects of school choice. That's what you were asking me right a minute ago, Boomer, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So the free market aspects of school choice, competition. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Boomer.
I'm ready.
If you was to have moved back to Gadsden,
mm-hmm.
and you found out there was only one grocery store, you would probably buy your groceries there, right?
Yeah, I would have to.
You would have to. What if you found out it was because the city council determined they would only allow one grocery store?
Well, then in my head, I would be thinking, this isn't right. I'm probably getting upcharged at the wazoo and probably not getting the best quality.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have to restock the shelves with the best stuff. They don't have to make sure you have fresh produce. They don't have to provide, you know, sales and, you know, discounts and coupons. They don't have to do any of that because they're the only game in town. And they got the backing of the government, right?
Mm.
So the government picked the winners and the losers. In my opinion, the free market aspects of competition are always good for the consumer. It's like I said off the air when we were talking. If someone is building a mousetrap And then someone comes along and builds the better mousetrap. People will flock to the better mousetrap. It makes the old mousetrap builder either fold up and go away or up their game. And most of the time, competition is what creates the need to up your game and make you do it. So I think the free market aspects of school choice are in large part, the competition aspect are in large part the possibilities there are to make the school system better.
Absolutely. I mean, I see that teachers want to teach better. They want their kids to learn more. They want their school to do better. I mean, I see that in many aspects. As a parent, I personally would love the fact that I get knowing that my tax money is going towards my child's education.
Yeah. And not just towards a system that you're relegated to that school because that's what the government said you had to go.
Right.
Which is the way it's been for way too long. Hmm. All right. Enough of that. That's a full on. And by the way, we got time for maybe one call if somebody wants to try and make it. 833-68-RIGHT. I was thinking that we were talking about something. I didn't even get through my stack, man.
It's all right. It was a good show. I mean, we had lots to talk about.
We had tons to talk about. All right. I will hold that one for tomorrow. Let me set this story aside. We were talking about something earlier, and it reminded me of a story, just like a total aside. Oh, I know. The guy, I think it was Dwight, that called in and talked about the John F. Kennedy Special School for Wayward Boys, which is the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center at Fort Bragg. So really cool thing is right outside of SWCC, the Special Warfare Center, where they train Green Berets and PSYOPs and civil affairs soldiers. And you know, we host people from other branches and other nations. What's known as the Special Warfare Chapel. Very cool. It's actually the John Wayne Chapel. So John Wayne did the movie The Green Berets back in the day. But I loved the fact that right outside of this chapel on Fort Bragg, there's a marker dedicating it from John Wayne. After his time doing the movie The Green Berets, he also dedicated some of what went into building the SWCC Special Warfare Chapel. Went to services there multiple times. Just a regular chapel, except when you look at all the monuments out front of it. I say monuments, you know, the markers out in front of it, and then you go inside and realize that the stained glass window is an image of a Green Beret kneeling in front of the cross. That's just very cool. So, fond memory. When I think of the SWCC, I also think of the Special Warfare Chapel. That's very cool. Hey, let me real quick. I got one real quick. This is Jeff from Huntsville. Is that who it is? Yeah, line one, Jeff from Huntsville. Real quick, I got a phone call. What you got, man?
Phil, I would like to appeal to your prayer warriors.
Okay.
My son and your son did karate together. He's my only child, and he just got diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer.
Okay. Wow. Jeff, you may be thinking of the other Phil Williams in Huntsville, but doesn't mean I can't pray for your son. Do you mind if I have your son's first name?
Jeremiah.
Well, listen.
He was
bro.
In Little Dragons with your son.
Well, I Jeff, thank you for letting us know, and that's huge. And this show does believe in the power of prayer. So I tell you what, as soon as we get off the air, Boomer and I are going to pray for Jeremiah. But I'll just go ahead and ask all of our listeners, if you're hearing, pray for Jeff's son, Jeremiah, because that's a huge deal. Huge deal. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for giving us a heads up. Blessings on you, my friend.
All right, thank you so much.
All right. All right, folks, listen. That's a big deal, and I appreciate Jeff's candor and letting us know about Jeremiah. We will be praying about that. In the meantime, you guys have an amazing night. Just know this, Boomer and I are back here tomorrow, too. We'll do it. See if I can get through a whole triple dipper. You guys have an amazing night.